fill this is out.
Yeah, right. You remember Horton. Wasn't that a wonderful store?
It really was. Everything store. Yeah.
But anyway, so what Chick did, Mills Lane asked him, how much money do you have in this? And I don't remember, it was $5,000 or whatever that we had spent on it. That wasn't covering us. But he got Dick Cattell, I don't know, these names don't mean anything to you, but Dick Cattell took Mills Lane's place when Mills Lane retired to Savannah and rebuilt Savannah. But he was in charge of factoring. You know what I mean by factoring? Loaning you money on contracts. So he came down to Mills Lane's office and he told Chick, if you get some contracts for these books, we'll factor it and give you the money. So Chick went to Richard Rich. He went to Smith. He was called Smitty in the powers that be world at the First National Bank. Of course, Mills Lane was there. You had the book buyer, Faith Brunson, at Rich's. You had the book buyer, Miller's Bookstores was around. Do you remember all this? Well, Chick got enough contracts for us to get the book printed, and that's why we were able to sell to Coca-Cola and all these places, because there was nobody else doing it. We were the first four-color guidebook. Did you ever know Carolyn Becknell Mann?
No.
She did the first guidebook. Okay. In Atlanta. It was this tall red book with no, it was all graphics. But
I do have a question. When you go back to saying that the competition between Birmingham, Charlotte, and Atlanta at that period of time, and so the strip being what it was probably just scandalous for the powers that be.
Oh, they were horrified at the thought of it, that it existed.
And how do you like Sam Macell? What's your opinion on him?
Oh, I love Sam.
We want to try to talk to him sometime.
Definitely.
He was so important.
He loves Buckhead. So all you have to do is just tell him you want to...
We'll meet you there.
Yeah. Have you noticed how the city limits of Buckhead is going down, down, down? Now it's Brookwood. That's Sam Macell.
It's so funny. I'm so fascinated. I love history. I was a history minor in college, and I think that's one of the things that Pat
Where'd
and I...
Where'd you go to school?
I have a little college in Alabama, Florence, Alabama, northwest corner of Alabama. My family moved around a lot growing up, and I just fell in love with that area. In hindsight, isn't hindsight amazing, but as a PE major, and people say, where are you going to school? And I'd say, Florence State University. They go, Florida State University? No, Florence State. I should have gotten my little tail down to Florida State. It would have been more fun.
It was a party school.
Yeah, and my path was there, though. So, just hearing all this history, I just love this.
You're talking about the time when the stadium was built?
Yeah.
And when the Milwaukee Braves came to Atlanta.
Yeah.
And I mean, Atlanta was coming of age.
And the Omni then was built.
Yeah. We published the Omni Prose for Tom Cousins.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was something they gave away. Something, I don't know.
Got all those concerts. I went to the Omni, Jimmy Carter sitting there in the front row.
Really?
People smoking pot everywhere. And I'd be looking down at the governor of my state thinking, because I'd be up in the nosebleed seats and he'd be right down front enjoying himself.
I'm just wondering if Harriet would be how early? You were 75 at this time. How early are you going?
Well, we don't really have our parameters maybe we're bad because we haven't, because we're gathering information still.
Right.
So
the strip was there when I made that walk, when I did that walk.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because I had to tame it from the First National Bank, but it was in existence at that point because I've got some of the negatives, not much. But.
Well, he researched and found some information. Bohemians were hanging out. The Bohemians were hanging out there before the hippies showed up. So it was also a draw.
Well, you had the great speckled bird being hawked down there.
Before it was even.
But before that.
We found like the golden horn that was in the basement of the castle on 15th.
Yeah, the castle, yeah.
And that was apparently one of the early jazz. Got a thing from a guy in Marietta.
That has the entrance off the sidewalk?
Right, uh-huh.
Okay, yeah.
Guy talking about in 59, a high school friend in Marietta saying, let's go down to the Beatnik Coffee House. And they went down
right.
the Golden Horn, and because he said they went in and had a, ordered a cup of coffee, and it said in 1959, you couldn't imagine a cup of coffee being $4. And we had like $3 between us, and the bill was like 12. And so he said, we were, you know, caught. We're not in our county or anything. We're kids from Marietta. And so then they're trying to figure out what they can do. And they got into some contretemps with the owner of the place who pulled out a butcher knife on them. And they went fleeing out. And he's talking about my adventures with the beatniks in Atlanta then. And then a guy, Joe Schiffler, that runs, works at RFG, the radio station, he was a folk singer and came up and was appearing at the Bottom of the Barrel and some other
Where was the Bottom of the Barrel?
On West Peachtree. I probably got the address.
You know, in the guy, I wonder if I have a copy here. We used to run, we had restaurants in the back.
Uh-huh.
Some of the clubs. If you excuse me, let me run out and see if I've got one.
Because that's